This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, does anybody make family photo albums anymore?
We keep everything on the computer. I don't think people are making photo albums.
That's not the same, is it?
No, no, it's really not.
Because if you lose those, they're gone. At least in the photo album, you know, you've printed them off. Well, we say print them off now, but, you know, there was a time that, and then the film shop's still there. You can go buy film and take real pictures, but why would you?
It's just something about sitting down in your den during the holidays, whatever holiday it is, and going through the old family.
I'm with you.
Plug them into the TV and just flip through them.
I don't know, Jim. it's just a piece of America that's lost.
That is.
Here's the thing. I always broke out the VCR. I mean, the
VCR.
The camcorder.
Yeah.
And camcorded every holiday. And they said, oh, Dad, you and that camcorder. And then they've told me over these last years, hey, nobody does that anymore. We got our phone. And I said, yeah, but then what's going to happen, you know, to those? Oh, well, it's on the cloud, wherever that is. Or, you know, well, it's on the whatever. I said, well, it just doesn't seem like it's the same, because when are you going to be able to get that, pop that VCR in, or have the photo album with the sticky clear paper and you peel it back and put your picture? Yeah. No, it's all good. Well, then about 5 years ago, my wife said our computer crashed. It crashed all this stuff, and I didn't have it backed up.
And so I lost a lot of pictures
pictures that we'll never ever get back. So yeah, that whole thing about that cloud and all that stuff. I guess that's good for all the millennials. I don't know where that thing is, and I don't know.
You don't trust it.
I don't trust it, and
you
I don't
can't
know
go
where
put
it
your
is.
Hand in it.
No. And let me add this while I'm there. Get off my lawn.
That's right.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're going to get back to the phones. I'm Tim with Jim and JJ. We repeated our questions just prior to taking a break, so we won't do that again. But we will take your phone calls right now. You can ask, answer, or both. Right, Jim?
Yes, sir, you can.
Go ahead.
And if you hear this sound, that means you've answered the mystery question, and it is a cowbell beloved of fans from Mississippi State University. Mississippi State. And you can win this shirt. You folks listening on the radio can't see what I'm holding up, but it is the Trivia Friday T-shirt. And if you would like to order one on your own, instead of having to do the hard work, you can simply visit afastore.net.
I got a fever.
You got a fever?
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more...
Yeah. Oh, look.
More cowbell.
You better hit that again, Brent.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell right there. Yeah. I know. JJ and I, of course, are Mississippi State fans, and that's music to our ears, but I understand that's...
It's a clanging gong or a tinkling cymbal.
It's a great annoyance to fans of other universities. But that's the reason we do it.
Doesn't Texas A&M also use a cowbell?
No, they don't use. They are a similar school, and they're an Aggie school, but they don't use. They don't use the cowbell.
Shall we talk to? They
have the 12th man.
Okay. Shall we talk to Teresa from Mississippi?
We shall.
All right, Teresa, do you have an answer for these questions that have heretofore gone unanswered?
Yeah. Nice, thank you for saving the word.
There you go.
10 minutes.
Well, I hope I have an answer for one of them.
All right.
I'll take the one about Moses and whose bones he took.
All right. The question there was, whose bones did Moses take with him in the Exodus from Egypt?
Jacob's.
No.
Joseph.
There you go.
She meant
right on the tip of your tongue.
She was in the J's.
The wrong J word,
See, her hamster slipped, Tim. That's what happened.
It did.
Oh, you're familiar with that expression, too? Teresa, your hamster slipping?
No, I'm not, but I do compliment it, yeah.
Now, so it was Joseph.
Joseph.
Right, Teresa?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He
leaned on his staff and said, take my bones with you. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, wonderful. That's your Bible question. Your question for us, Teresa, is what?
My question is about the human anatomy.
Oops,
all right,
we're
what
out.
What do you call the little tiny piece of skin that anchors your tongue to the bottom of your mouth?
All right, hold on just a minute. Don't
handy.
Don't say.
Handy. No.
What do you call it? Handy.
What?
He said handy. He was being the cute there with the answer, Teresa.
What is that little thing?
You know, it's
called?
Handy. It works. It's good, useful. That's what he.
Oh.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Now, what's it called?
And I'm you thinking rubbing on it's going to help me answer it. You know, you go.
I'm trying to point at it, JJ. What's that thing right there? Is there a name
for that? I'm sure it's got a name, but I don't know what it is. All right, we're stumped. Teresa, what's the name of it?
Okay, all the speech pathologists in the world out there are screaming right now. It's called a frenulum.
A whom?
A frenulum.
A frenulum.
I had somebody do that to me on Facebook, and then I got unfrenulumed a time or two, and I said, well, I'll never talk to them at church again. See how many frenulums you get, and then you just kind of like being voted Mr. or Miss Popular.
That was a great question, Teresa.
You know, I've never, 56 years, I've never known that even was a name for that. So
that it had a name, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
So now I feel like, you know, one of the top 10 things.
You're more betterer?
Yeah, more betterer.
That's what
smarter.
We're talking about. Uh-huh. Teresa, are you a speech pathologist?
I am.
Well, I want to say thank you to you and folks like you.
Yeah.
Our son, Bodie, has Down syndrome, and this is all new to us, but my wife takes him to therapy 3 times a week. And the speech is one of the real critical things, and we see such gains. The simple things from them making him keep his tongue in his mouth. A lot of children with Down syndrome, their tongue hangs out. And the little things that we wouldn't have known how to do and professionals like you.
Yeah.
He can talk plainer, and I really think he's going to be we're going to see some great strides going forward as we keep up the therapy.
That's wonderful. I'm glad you're getting him those services. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Early. We started early, and we've seen a lot of stuff. So thanks for you and people like you that do such a good job. We appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Have a great day. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We go to Dave in Texas. How you doing, Dave?
We have two Daves.
We do?
So we're
going to
go to Dave one.
Okay. Dave number one in Texas.
That's you, Dave.
Hello. How are y'all?
Doing good.
Where do you live in Texas, Dave?
I live in Holland, Texas. Central Texas.
Central Texas. Okay, great. Are you ask, answer, or both?
Both.
All right, go ahead. And which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the one about the animals.
Okay.
Here's
the question. I'll pose the question again, and you can answer it. Can you name 5 kinds of animals whose plurals do not end with S?
Okay, took me a while. I think I got them. The sheep, deer, elk, moose, and mice.
Okay, hold on just a minute. Sheep, you said that is one. What else did you say?
Deer,
yeah. Okay, two.
Elk.
I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that. I guess I'm going to go with you on the elk. And what else?
Moose?
No, but there are mooses.
There are mooses?
There are mooses?
Yeah.
They travel in herds, do they?
Mooses. No, I'm just kidding. Moose. Okay, I'll give you moose.
And he said mice.
One more.
He said mice.
Mice.
There's no mouses?
Okay.
There's me.
Hey, I'm gonna. That's good.
Nice.
That's good. That's good.
Now, what I was thinking was deer and fish. That's the first two that came to mind.
There are
me.
Others. I just asked for 5, but there are others. You said what fish?
Fish and deer.
He got deer.
But
got
do you
deer.
Say fishes? Does it like loaves and fishes?
Some people do. Do you correct somebody who does that in public? You let them go with it.
Depends on who it is.
You know them.
If it's one of my children, I tend to correct them.
But if it's,
if it's my wife,
just
I let it slide.
Said the wise man.
All right, but hey, there are others. Can you think of others, Dave?
No, I had a hard time coming up with five.
So okay, this was not me. This was answers from a question I got, so I didn't think of these. But geese.
Geese.
A group of octopus or more than one octopus.
Octopi?
Mm-hmm. Octopi.
Hippopotamuses? would it be hippopotami?
Hippopotami. Yeah, I think that's right. The way you pronounce it. Huh? Have you ever had those in your backyard?
I know how you eat one. One bite at a time.
Well, okay. I just if you look in your backyard one day and there's like three or four hippopotamus, right?
Hippopotami.
You don't say. Do you say?
You said, look at all those hippopotamuses.
Come here, honey. Look out in our back. Look at all these hippopotamuses in our backyard. Do you think your wife would know enough to correct you on that?
I don't think that'd be her first concern.
I think 90. Yep. Duly noted. Look at the mess they're making too. 90% of Americans, I think, would go with hippopotamuses. Don't you think so? Huh?
It doesn't sound quite right. So you kind of get hung on the S's.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The S's.
Anyway, there you go. There's a whole bunch of
thanks,
animals.
Dave.
No, he's got a question for us.
Oh.
Dave, go ahead with your question.
Okay. What famous American has held hands with more women in the last 30 years than hundreds of women, maybe thousands? And nothing bad is going on there.
Well, I was going to say Bill Clinton, but then your second part of that kind of ruined it for me.
Wah, wah, wah.
What's the question?
Now say who has held hands with hundreds or thousands of women and nothing bad was going on?
Yeah, okay.
One person.
Let's see here.
Okay, whose job? We're just brainstorming. Whose job is it where you're holding somebody's hand? Like, is it the jeweler or is it the, whose job is it where?
What's a famous American.
Oh, a famous American.
I don't have a clue. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm stumped.
What's the answer?
Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak.
Oh, that's good.
There you go. Well done.
There you go.
Sajak. All right.
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. He's still out there doing that?
Still doing it. He and Vanna haven't aged.
No, they have great preservance.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you calling.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
That was Dave number one, behind curtain number one.
Right.
And you know, does Vanna White, I mean, God bless her. If you can make millions of dollars, which I assume she's made by turning.
Oh, she
letters?
Doesn't even have to turn them anymore. She just doesn't? Touches them. Yeah, now they're touchscreen letters.
Touchscreen letters. Wow. I don't know. When you get to the end of your life, you know, you look back on it, and you.
She just wants to buy a vowel.
You just. What's going to be the name of her autobiography?
And you know, A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y.
I don't know. Anyway,
you're welcome, Vanna.
Random thoughts.
You don't have to give me credit for that. Yeah.
You're listening to Trivia Friday. Back to the phone.
All right, we're going to talk to, let's see, I had somebody. Portia. That went away. Portia calling from Texas.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good.
Hi, Portia. Is your name, is that short for something or is that the, what's your name?
That's the whole name.
P-O-R-T-I-A? Okay. If there's multiple Porsches in the room.
Oh, wow.
How would you, I'm just kidding.
I actually worked in office with another Porsche.
Really?
Are you serious?
Yes. And people would call and ask for Porsche and they'd say, which one? And they'd say, you gotta be kidding.
Yeah, that's not when you want to say big Porsche or little Porsche right there.
Or old Porsche or young Porsche. No way to win on that one.
Not for women. No, you don't want to do that.
Right. Just give the last name. See, that'll get you out of trouble.
Right. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to answer the one about the animals, but they got that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure.
Let us repeat our questions real quick, and you choose one, okay? Jim, go ahead.
I will. Where is the abominable snowman said to wander? And then what was the first movie from DreamWorks SKG to win a Best Picture Oscar?
Go ahead.
Here's what I've got. Which drink is known as the Uncola? Second question, how deep is a fathom? Third question, who is the primary author of the Declaration of Independence?
And here are my two questions that are left. Who are the only people featured on the face of U.S. paper currency who were never president of the United States? And number two, Abraham Lincoln was born, raised, and practiced law in three different states. Which ones? So there are all our questions. You got one you want to take a chance on?
The Uncola.
Okay, which drink is known as the Uncola, Portia?
7-Up.
That's right.
7-Up. All right.
And I'm going to guess Portia in the office is the older Portia.
She's the baby boomer among the other Portias.
Yeah. I think at the time we weren't far apart in age.
Okay.
Yeah, Jim, that you walk right into that.
I did. I apologize, Portia.
But you might need to be a baby boomer to remember the commercials about the Uncola.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's your question for us?
Well, I don't know if y'all have already asked this one about the three presidents that signed the Declaration of Independence that died on the 4th of July.
No, we haven't. We haven't asked that.
Go ahead. So, is that the question, Ben?
Yeah. What three presidents actually died on the 4th of July?
Okay. Well, don't say anything, Portia. You wanted to say?
Go ahead.
Well, two of them, I want to say the same day.
Yeah, they died on the same day.
Yeah. I want to say Jefferson?
Was it a Thomas Jefferson?
Andrew Jackson?
Was it Andrew Jackson?
No. Well, obviously, the same day, July 4th.
I mean the same day, same year.
No, it couldn't have been Jackson. He lives longer after. He couldn't have died on the same day Thomas Jefferson did, I don't think.
Who did you say?
Adams.
Thomas Jefferson was one.
I want to say John Adams.
I saw it on some 4th of July trivia.
Go ahead, Portia. What's the answer?
Okay, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died in 1826. And then on the 50th anniversary, James Monroe died. No, that was on the 50th anniversary. And then 5 years later, on the 31st, 1831, James Monroe died.
So there were four?
Three. It was John Adams,
Jefferson,
and James Monroe, did you say?
Yes.
So those three?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I knew that. I got the Adams and Thomas Jefferson right. I knew those. But anyway, wonderful. That's a great trivia question.
That is a great question.
What are the chances of John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, two of our most famous and distinguished founding fathers, dying on July the 4th, right?
And the same year.
Yeah, same year.
And it seemed like they both knew that each other was, you know,
on death's bed.
One of them even said something. Yeah, right.
That I'm not going to die before that other guy does. So, and I remember that
men are competitive.
They are.
Right down to the last breath.
So.
Thank you, Portia. All right. Next up, Jim.
Okay, so we're going to talk to the other Dave from Texas. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hey, Dave.
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Hey, guys.
Did you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, sir. Which one did you want to answer?
I'll answer Tim's question about the money.
All right, here's the this has gone the whole show and hasn't been attempted even. Here's the question. Who are the only people featured on the face of U.S. paper currency who were never president of the United States, Dave?
There's actually three.
Okay.
Hamilton, Franklin, and Salmon P. Chase.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's the mystery question. Yes, Franklin, the $100 bill, right?
Yes.
And Alexander Hamilton is what?
50?
Yeah, Salmon P. Chase, 10.
I mean the 10.
Alexander Hamilton, the $10 bill. Oh, so Chase
was like a $500 bill
it's no longer in circulation.
$10,000
bill?
$100,000 bill. Huh. He must have had something to do with Chase Bank, huh?
I'm thinking so.
How about that?
That's good. Maybe. Dave, Benjamin Franklin, the $100 bill, and Alexander Hamilton, the $10 bill. Those are the two I had, so I didn't know there was a third
Hey,
one.
Tim, can you loan me a $100,000 bill?
If I come across one, Jim, I'll be glad to.
Okay.
I don't think anybody's ever gave change back wrongly a $100,000 bill. That doesn't add up at the end of the night at the cash register. No. I don't know what happened. I had this $100,000 bill right underneath here with all these $100 bills. I must have given it away accidentally.
Dave, that's a great answer. What was your question for us?
I'll make it easy. In the comic strip Garfield, what's his girlfriend's name?
Garfield.
Is it Luann?
I just know my granddaddy used to say that all the time as a replacement for a bad
word. Not Luann.
Garfield. What do you say?
Garfield.
You ever heard that?
I have.
Okay.
Now, gosh. Was it something like Lou? Luann? Louise?
He said it wasn't Luann. Man.
Louie?
I guess we're stumped.
There
Dave.
Was a time that I was a huge Garfield fan.
I think everybody was.
I even had a Garfield street sign in my office.
Really?
Yeah. Don't admit to that.
Oh man, look, my young people gave it to me.
I'm just kidding. Teachers are
all right, Dave. What was strips.
It? It was Arlene.
Arlene.
All right. Yes. Sounds Arlene. Like there should be a Ledbetter after that. You know, Arlene Ledbetter from Yazoo, Mississippi.
Wasn't there a song? Come on, Arlene. Back in the
wasn't that
80s?
Darlene?
I don't know.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Have a good weekend.
On, Arlene.
No
problem. I mean,
you guys
thank you.
Have
thank
a great
you,
weekend, Dave. That was good on the money question there.
That was Eileen. Yeah. No. It was Eileen.
Dave, call
come
us
on,
back.
Eileen.
Call us back or send me your address to comments@afr.net.
Because
he heard
he won the mystery question.
Yeah, and I smooth hung up on him.
Okay, so our last caller, Dave.
Dave from Texas.
Won the mystery question, free T-shirt, Learning right. University T-shirt.
Right.
He needs to email us.
Yes, sir. To
with comments his address.
At afr.net because, boy, if we were
didn't
done.
Get...
We did, I messed up, boss.
And yeah. Give us your shirt size and your address.
Right.
Just remind us right. That you won the shirt on July the 5th. And
also, if you could write an Independence Day essay, that would be helpful as well.
500 words or
Tim,
less.
Would, Tim will know, give you some of yeah. his snoozes if you'll do that.
I'll give you a snooze or two.
He'll send you a picture of his $100,000 bill that he we keeps wanna, in the sock drawer.
We want to try and get one more?
Nope.
All
we
right.
don't have time if we're going to answer our questions.
You know, the next caller was going to answer my question too, don't you?
I just know we're running out of time
what
to answer.
Was the what was the first movie from DreamWorks, SKG, to win a Best Picture Oscar?
Shocked that one didn't get answered, Jim.
American Beauty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
thank
see,
you.
There you go.
All right.
And then, where is the abominable snowman said to wander? You know that.
The Great White North.
No,
know.
Evidently you don't. The Himalayas.
Himalayas. How deep is a fathom, guys?
That's 100 feet, isn't it?
6 feet. And then who was the primary author of the Declaration of Independence?
Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
Here are my one question. Abraham Lincoln was born, raised, and practiced law in three different states.
Born
which
in
one?
Kentucky, yes. practiced Illinois. Law in Illinois.
Yes.
And something in Indiana, the other one.
Raised.
Raised in Indiana.
Yeah. So Abraham Lincoln, Indiana, Illinois, and Kentucky. All right, folks, have a great July 5th, and we will see you back here Monday with another edition of Today's Issues. Have a great week.
It's been about 2 years.